From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. In 1961, President Kennedy issued the challenge of landing a man on the moon, and 8 short years later, the Apollo 11 mission set 3 men on the lunar surface.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's been half a century since Neil Armstrong took that first step, and though we've been back to the moon many times since, there is still no sound more synonymous with space travel than his voice.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
However, in order for that rocket voyage and that one step to take place, more than 400,000 men and women had to figure out how to make it happen, like these technicians at NASA during Apollo 11.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. All your systems are looking good going around the corner. We'll see you on the other side. Over.
Roger. Everything looks okay up here.
Roger out.
And we've had loss of signal as Apollo 11 goes behind the moon.
Today, a new exhibition at the Discovery Center is recognizing some of the people that took part in this effort. Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission exhibition, features larger-than-life posters of the space program and the space race. Alongside those posters will be 8 winning student art pieces from an accompanying art competition. So joining us today to talk more about the exhibition is Education Director of the Discovery Center, Emily Mahon, and 2 of the winning artists from the competition, third grader Lethan Lee and 9th grader Sienna Moiser. I want to welcome all of you to the program today.
Thank you for having us. It's exciting.
Well, Emily, this exhibition just sounds really spectacular. Can you tell us where it's traveled from and what people can expect when they get to see it at the Discovery Center?
Absolutely. This exhibition is part of the Smithsonian's exhibition poster series. So it's a poster exhibition that travels all around the nation. And we grabbed it along with a bunch of other ones. We're going to be putting up multiple different Smithsonian poster exhibitions over the next few years. Because we feel it tells a great story and it's simple for us to present. And what they'll be able to see is all the stories that surround the Apollo 11 space mission, but also the following missions after that, all of the different missions to the moon. So what people will be able to see are both the posters, and we have a video rolling where you'll be able to see visions of space and the moon, learn a little bit more about the science out there in space. And we also, at least through the end of the school year, will have a video of all of the art student submissions running through. And then through the rest of the exhibition, they'll be able to see these wonderful pieces of art that were produced and shared by 8 very talented students.
And Emily, why was it important to make sure that you brought in student artwork to be featured with these Smithsonian posters?
Well, I feel like it's really important to know that you're part of the story and that this isn't a story that ended a long time ago or 53 years ago, but this is an ongoing story. And this is something that we learned from that expedition. We're mm-hmm. still learning and we expect to learn more. So I think it's important for students to really insert themselves within that story. And then the best way to do that, in my perspective, is through art and sharing what it is you understand and then what you wonder about the world in the future. And hopefully that sparks more imagination.
So Emily, how many schools took part in the contest and then how many student winners were chosen for the exhibition?
There were 13 schools represented, and then altogether we had 50, exactly 50 applications, and they were all fantastic. But out of all 50 of those, we chose 8 that we felt really displayed artistic prowess, like really understanding the rules of art, what all the media that they were using. And they also shared real insight into their artist statement. The question that they were asked to answer was, what do you know about the moon and what do you wonder? And I think the winners really got that, and they were able to display that through really beautifully masterful art pieces, especially the two that we're going to talk to today, where I'm thrilled that they get to speak today.
Yeah. And Sienna and Lethan, I do want to bring both of you into the conversation right now. So Sienna, what prompted you with your artwork? What was it that, that inspired you to do what you did?
Well, I've always been a fan of like lots of colorful, just vibrant colors. And when we look at space, you know, there's like bright, I mean, when we look at it from here, yeah, it's like dark blues and stars, but in reality, it's a lot of like reds and oranges and greens and blues. And so I wanted to add that, because we don't see that a lot in space drawings, in my opinion.
Well, and we should say, Sienna, that your painting features a young boy who's playing in the sand with a bucket full of stars and moons and planets. So what inspired you to kind of, you know, make outer space be this playground?
Well, so as you said, one of the questions was what we wonder about space. And I'm going to be honest, I don't wonder a lot about space because I don't know, I got other things to do, but I know little kids do wonder a lot. Like I have 4 younger siblings and
so
I was talking
to
one of them. Yeah. And she was just like talking on and on and on and on and on about it. And I was like, oh, okay. So like I could have drawn an adult with a moon, but I thought it'd be way cooler to have a little kid, like just messing around with it.
No, I love it. On the first day of the Apollo 11 mission, the astronauts looked back at the Earth and they saw the oceans, if you can believe that. So I want to play another piece from that moment.
We're looking at the eastern Pacific Ocean, and the north half of the top half of the screen, we can see North America, Alaska, United States, Canada, Mexico, and Central America. South America becomes invisible just off beyond the Terminator or inside the shadow.
Amazing to hear that original audio. So, Lethan, your painting, let's talk about that, because it includes a rocket that's headed straight for the moon, filled with stars in the background, like what the astronauts were kind of just describing right there in that audio. So when you think about outer space, what interests you the most about it?
So I'm interested, like, if there's any more planets like Earth where you can breathe on without a spacesuit. And I also wonder if it'll be easier or harder to travel through space in the future.
You know, that is, I think, something that so many of us wonder about, right, Lethan, is if there is something like that out there. If you guys are just joining us, let me reintroduce you to the people we're talking to. We're talking with Education Director of the Discovery Center, Emily Mahone, and two of the winning artists from this competition, third grader Lethan Lee and ninth grader Santa Moiser. We're talking about the Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission exhibition. So, Emily, we mentioned, I mean, the moon landing happened more than 50 years ago. Yet it is something that, even though we've put more people on the moon since then, we've traveled to other parts of outer space. What do you think it is that still resonates with youth today in particular about outer space, about the moon? I mean, I think what Lethan said was so true. It's like we all kind of wonder, like, what's out there?
Yeah, I mean, at 53 years ago, the kids had, you know, the moon was the farthest thing they could think of. And I feel like the moon is that first step into outer space. And, the fact that we've reached that is exciting. And it's like, well, now where do we go? And it's just one of those things that we've grown up with. We can see it. It's the most visible thing from Earth that we can see. And children of all ages are, it's something familiar. And so having mm-hmm. that familiarity with something that's so vast and full of so many questions can kind of bring us into that and move us forward. And hopefully we can learn where we can go from there and use it as a tool for learning.
Yeah. So Lethan and Sienna, I'm curious if either of you've gotten to see the exhibit yet. So Sienna, I'll start with you. Have you been able to see it?
Yes, I have. I went the first couple of days it opened with my family.
And what did you think of it?
It was really cool. I really liked it.
And Lethan, what about you? Have you seen it?
I seen it like last Saturday, and I uh-huh. saw everybody's artwork, and it looked really cool. And I also played around with some of the toy thingy majiggers.
So what was it like, Lethan, to see your piece of artwork there? Because I mean, here you made this, and people don't even know that you're the artist.
I felt pretty proud of myself because I didn't think I could get to this point.
Well, look at you. Look at how far you've gotten. You know, Emily, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, I mean, they're household names, right? But very few people know any of the names of the thousands, as we mentioned, of NASA staff that really made the Lunar Exhibition possible. I mean, I kind of think about the movie Hidden Figures, right? Where we learned about this whole other side of NASA that really needs to be told. So what should folks be able to gain and take away from this exhibit when they see it? I mean, will they learn about, you know, the people that we don't know about?
Well, absolutely. There were more than 400,000 people that were employed in the NASA programs. And that's from the beginning of Apollo 11 all the way through the 20 missions that followed it. And I think so often we hear about Apollo 11 or we hear about Apollo 13, those things that are aware in popular culture. But we've been to the moon many, many times, and there were thousands and thousands of people that make this happen. And I think it's important for us to understand the heroes, the everyday heroes that are there. And hopefully we can place ourselves in that place to know, well, I could be a part of NASA someday. This is something that I could be a part of the next mission to the moon or maybe to Mars. And making it real and accessible is what I think the goal of this exhibition is. And for us, we want people to walk away saying, oh, they're regular, ordinary people. And they had a huge impact on world history and human history. And you know, maybe, you know, I could apply myself a little bit more in my math or my science. And this is something that I could be a part of in my future.
Before I let you go, Emily, how long will the exhibit be open? And where can people go to find out more info about it?
Sure. The exhibition will be open until the end of July. And the student art will be up through that whole time. There will be a video of all of the submissions up until May 20th. And then you can learn more at dcidaho.org. And you can find out all about the exhibition itself. And on that page, you'll also see a slideshow of all of the art submissions and a link to a YouTube video highlighting all the wonderful art that was shared in this art competition this year.
Well, I want to thank all of you for spending some time with us and talking about this. It just sounds so inspiring and interesting to be able to go see this and have it right in our backyard. We've been talking with Education Director of the Discovery Center of Idaho, Emily Mahon, and two of the winning artists from the accompanying art competition, third grader Lethan Lee and ninth grader Sienna Moiser. We've been talking about the Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission exhibition at the Discovery Center of Idaho. Thank you, all three of you, for taking time today to talk with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll. Program.
Tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
Complete and mission program.
me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.